Fresh 92.7, Ferry Corson with Radio Crash. This is Jace and Kate for Tuesday Freshly Squeezed. It's 8 o'clock, weather today, 32, looking fantastic. We have our fantastic, brilliant comedic guest, Mr. David M. Green in the studio.
Hello, I am here.
Mr. DMG.
That's right. How you doing?
I am good. Hey, is my mic on?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
It's okay. On.
Sorry, I've got these new headphones that came free with my electric piano that I brought with me for the first time. And yeah, everything sounds really weird and echoey.
Electric piano.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds awesome.
I used to play, and I gave it up. Yeah, they're pretty good.
You gave it up?
Never have to tune it because it's electric.
Hey. Why'd you give it up?
Oh, I don't know.
Fair enough. So how was your New Year's Eve anyway?
My New Year's Eve was all right. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I was just sitting at home by myself watching TV. But hey, I'll tell you, 2 years ago, New Year's Eve 2006, I was on a yacht in Sydney Harbour watching the fireworks.
Nice.
It was awesome. We almost hit Richard Branson's boat.
Hey.
But yeah, obviously this year or last year doesn't quite compare to
dizzying
heights.
Just a little different. So, Dave, what have you got for us for today?
What have I got? let me ask you, Mr. Spreadbury.
Uh-oh.
Are you a working man?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you have to do a job interview to get that job?
Definitely.
How do you go at job interviews? You ace them? Obviously, you got the job, so you probably did pretty well.
Yeah, it depends on the scenario. It depends, doesn't it, really? Depends how confident you are.
Yeah. Well, I'm usually pretty confident, but I almost always, I got this habit of screwing up the first impression.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've got a choice of impressions to screw up, you don't want to screw up the first one because that's the one that really counts, that really matters. But I got this habit, I know exactly what I'm doing. I can't decide how to greet the interviewer. I know it sounds, that's how can you not know how to greet someone? Well, think about it. You got to come up with some way to greet them. You can do it many ways. You can say hello, or you can say hi, or how do you do? But I don't seem to be able to make a decision until I'm doing it, and then I start saying one thing and saying another thing.
I feel you.
So
I feel you.
What usually happens is, you know, the interviewer will say, "Oh, hello, David. Nice to meet you." And I'll say something like, "Hey," and then there's just awkward silence.
That's real professional right there.
And then I'm like, well, that was it. That was the first impression. No point trying now. It's already screwed up and I don't get the job.
I once told a lady that, oh my gosh, have you got natural red hair? That's amazing.
And
that's
did she?
The first thing I said to her.
And did she have natural red hair?
Yes.
Oh, that's right then.
Why is that bad?
Oh, because it just sounds, it's completely wrong impression. It doesn't really come across as very professional. Mm.
What was the job?
We won't discuss
that. Because if it was a hairdresser, that's probably not so bad.
We won't discuss that.
Moving right along, Dave.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, for you people out there, well, you individuals out there, if you are like me and you are having trouble with job interviews, trying to find a job, the good people here at Fresh and some of the bad ones have put together this little, what's the word? Guide for you employment go-getters out there to help you land that big job, that big career. Have a listen to this. The Fresh Guide to Job Interviews. Lesson 1. Show you care about the job.
So, Jason, my, you have an impressive resume.
Thanks.
So, why do you want to work here at Fictional Industries?
To be honest, the money and the free parking space.
Now, who can see where Jason's gone wrong there? Yep, he's forgotten to flirt with the interviewer. Let's hear how things should have gone down.
So, why do you want to work here at Fictional Industries?
The Fresh Guide to Job Interviews. Lesson 2. Personal Interests.
So, Jason, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, in my spare time, I enjoy witchcraft, blackmailing celebrities, and murder.
Who can see where Jason's gone wrong? That's right. He should have bribed the interviewer. Let's try that again.
So, Jason, what do you like to do in your spare time?
The
fresh guide to job interviews. Lesson 3. Push your rivals down the stairs.
Hey man, so you're applying for this new job too?
Yeah. You nervous?
Not really.
Fresh guide to job interviews.
Wow.
What a beautiful guide that was.
You're hired.
Yeah.
Hey, yes. If that sounds like you, text in now.
That's right.
I don't know. You can just say hello.
Well, text in your interview tips anyway. What do you reckon? Sounds like an idea?
Hey, why not? It's not my show.
Fresh 92.7, Jason, Kate, still here with you, and still here with us also is David M. Green.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You are?
Yep.
Still alive?
Yes.
Rocking and rolling?
Yes. You?
Well, yeah, I'm fine.
That's great.
Let's carry on. Now, we had one of the people to text in interview tips, and have we got any in?
We have got a few, but I just want to say about my friend's story. He's actually just texted in.
All right.
He went for a job interview, and he is actually a trained engineer.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided to wear nipple tassels and do a little dance.
Wait a minute.
He was jigging around, and he just wanted to show who he was.
Was he applying to be an engineer?
What
doing that?
What kind of engineer?
Do you know what I mean? Like, how weird does that sound?
He didn't actually get the job.
Was it like an engineer, a person who designs those particular tassels?
No.
I don't know.
They have to be engineered somehow.
I don't really want to know, to be honest.
Definitely unique.
It's very strange.
Keep your stories coming in. We've had another girl who said that she got so nervous that she ended up sneezing about 400 times and then walking out with shame.
Wow. Poor girl.
Wow, the phones are ringing off the hook. Literally off the hook. Well, there's no way we're going to get through all of these, so let's just go on to the next thing. Hey, you want to be green like your hero, me? Have a listen to this.
David M. Green's Guide to Being Green.
It's not that easy being green.
Number
15. Are you overweight and feeling guilty about using too much electricity? Well, why not do what I'm doing right now and get someone to hook your exercise bike or treadmill into your home generator? That way, the effort that's usually wasted exercising can be put back into the electric grid as clean, renewable energy.
Well, Mr. Green, I've installed your power converter. That'll be $625,000.
Do you accept karma as payment? David M. Green's Guide to Being Green.
Did that work? Karma as payment?
It works, but only if you're going to be using that exercise bike for like 50 years to make up for the huge, huge installment costs.
Oh, dear.
It's a very logical thing to do.
Yeah, yes, technically.
Now, we have plenty more coming up in the show. Mm. We've got another prize to give away.
That's right. So thank you very much, David.
The prize is karma.
Hey, what?
No, it's not. It's something tangible.
Ooh. Cheers, DMG.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. See you again next week.
Excellent. Thought you weren't going to invite me back then.
Score.
Look out.
We have our second prize to give away, which is a spray tan voucher.
Yes, indeed.
In this segment last week, but for the benefit of our listeners who are not regulars, we basically get you to call up and do your best impression of me. So this week's sentence, well, last week's sentence was, can I please have a bag of apples, please?
That's right, sure was.
So this week's sentence that we want you to ring up and do your impression of me will be, those apples you sold me last week were rotten.
Rotten. So give us a call. 1-300-7 fresh. And the best version of Katie there will get that prize for a nice little suntan. How you doing? It's Jason, Kate. For Tuesday Freshly Squeeze, it's 8:40. It's been a happening show, I tell you what.
I know. It's been very entertaining. Well, for us, anyway.
Righto. So what were you doing before?
Well, we were doing my impersonation. Mm-hmm. I gave you the sentence, those apples you sold me last week were rotten. Mm. And we wanted you guys to call up and give your best impression of me. So we actually have a caller on the line, don't we?
All right, let's pick him up.
Good morning, Fresh FM.
Hello.
Hello, who's that on the line?
My name is Mary.
Hello, Mary, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Fantastic.
How are you, Mr. Spreadberry?
Brilliant. Thanks for asking.
I would very much like the spray tan voucher, please.
Okay, so give us that quote.
What was the line again?
Those apples you sold me last week were rotten.
Those apples you sold me last week were rotten.
Hmm.
David, is that you?
Right. No spray tan for you, Mr. David M. Green.
Cheeky little monkey.
Oh, that's it.
He's ruined it for everybody.